This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You're listening to MUT Radio.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Slindile Wabese.
MUT Radio News.
The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. Professor Marcus Ramogale, acting Vice-Chancellor and Principal of MUT, has once more set aside time to meet MUT's guest, Professor Pia Dos Santos, International Relations Director at NC. Professor Dos Santos is on a two-day visit to MUT to explore how MUT and NC could work together in a student-staff exchange program that will open greater opportunities for both universities. He further added that he is grateful to the acting Vice-Chancellor for his representation and provided the history of MUT, showed MUT's differentiation and how MUT has developed its own academic identity, graduate attribute and student entrepreneurship program.
So the meeting we had with the delegation of your university in Paris was very interesting thing, and we quickly noticed that we carry the same values in our teaching.
In other news, African National Congress National Spokesperson Bulemabe says all those who are campaigning for NEC positions must declare all donations they receive for their campaign. Mabe says all candidates and their campaign teams must keep all financial resources for the electoral committee. He has been speaking during a media briefing in Johannesburg on the party's readiness for the ANC's 55th National Conference from the 16th to the 20th of December. Mabe elaborates.
The Electoral Committee has a right to demand further particulars and to inspect bank statements of candidates, campaigns and campaign workers, and to interview members of campaign teams. In accordance with the rules approved by the National Executive Committee, all comrades who are campaigning for various NEC positions during the 55th National Conference are instructed to submit the name of their campaign manager and fundraiser, budget for the campaign with expenditure items, source of donations, in funds or in kind, a full statement of income and expenditure.
And finally, Energy Minister Gwede Mandashe has contradicted Eskom on one of the main explanations for rolling blackouts, the age of its power stations. Eskom constantly cites the age of the fleet, which averages around 42 years, as one of the reasons for frequent plant breakdowns and maintenance challenges that lead to blackouts. Mandashe also offered up a simple solution for blackouts.
It doesn't matter where it is located. If it was located together, integrated, there would be a better capacity to deal with crisis in the energy space, because you would be able to intervene directly. Now, for example, even if I think that is service and maintenance of units, I have no authority to go to Eskom and call executives and say to them, guys, let's focus on this aspect. I can only raise it in the IMC, and that's it.
And that's trending on Twitter this morning is hashtag Saint Cape Town, hashtag Nosy, and hashtag London is.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.